Okay, we are on Daf Yudam and Aleph, five lines to the bottom. And Rava does not like to learn that this case is a repeat of the case before, because he's bothered. He's not bothered so much by the fact that you can have a repeat, and he's not bothered by the fact that there's a reason to repeat it three times. He can live with that. What's bothering Rava is the story behind it. What does that mean if the cow gets up, and the cow did get up or didn't get up? The Mishnah has no mention at all that the cow is talking about it getting up on its own as opposed to being stood up. So what Rava is bothered with is the thrust of the story. That's what's bothering Rava. Just Hareini Basar Anazir Mibsara would have been adequate. What is the story, especially the way we translated the story, that it means if I get up, right? If I get up on my own. So Kama Rava, Miktani Amam Demela, does it say that if he did the Mishnah mention Hareini Nazir my medicine, I need me for myself? May ask me whatever way the word would have been. Now, the Rush gives two explanations, two levels, not two different shatim, in what's bothering Rava. Let's do the Rush inside. Amar Rava. Amar Rava. I can't find it for you again. It's 55 different prints.
I got it.
There's at least 3-4 different prints of Rush. You should know. It's hard for me, too, because when I prepare, I have one Gemara. When I come here, I have a second Gemara. Amar Rava. Miktani Amdamela Ta'amra the Ikid Khadusha the Masnisan. Hadit Nan Rabitas Para. What is the reason of the story of Rabitas Para? Lashmin Andafka Amdamela. The way the story was translated is the guy either said, he did say, that the Para thinks it's gonna be a Nazir if it gets up on its own, I will be a Nazir if it gets up. Or he didn't say that and he insinuated that with two pshatim, but either pshat, the getting up on its own was a key factor. So you can't have a little misty beferish, a medicine may love. So why isn't that fact mentioned in the Mishnah? If the story is based on the fact that it gets up on its own, so let the Mishnah say if it gets up on its own. And you can't say the reason didn't say that is because the Mishnah means to say, gets up anyway, it gets up, either by itself or by help of others, because Imkena Maitoni Klaura beats a Svara. So why mention it? Listen, I'm Arani Nizari Basapara. Just say Arani Nizari Basapara. If you're telling me that it has to stand up on its own, so then you can tell me, Pshat, that the guy meant only if it can stand up on its own, not if it gets pushed up. So the story at least has a plot to it, that this cow has to get up on its own. But if you're telling me it means it gets up anyway, so what do we need the story for? What exactly is this Naziris depend on? If it gets up? As the Rush is going to explain in a moment. It's not important. See, it gets up on its own means there's two tzadim. It will get up on its own, it won't get up on its own. Gets up. What's the chiddush of that? There's no plot to that. The Ayin, as Rush explains here, every cow gets up ultimately. Why make your Naziris depend on something that you know will be there? This tzni is a non-tzni. If the cow's got up, every cow can be stood up. One way or another. So its condition means there's two sides. Either the condition will be met or the condition won't be met. This condition will be met. If this cow can be gotten up, every cow can be gotten up. But it doesn't say me'elah in the Mishnah. That's what bothers the Rush. If you mean me'elah, say it. If you don't mean me'elah, then the whole thing doesn't make sense. Therefore, Sakta Gemara Elam Rabba. So Rabba has a different shot. Don't you hide the para rebutzel of anav? A para was sitting there. V'yamar harilei a carbon, and he said, "It's incumbent on me to be a carbon nazir." Now, how does this fit into the story? First of all, our Mishnah said harini nazir. Oh, it didn't say no. It didn't say that either. It just said the para said harini nazira. So now you're saying it didn't say Iranian Nazira? Zakdarash. Don't try to parra rebuta lefana vama aray alai carbon. Vahachi perushai, the masnis. Svura para. The para thinks. She'ena yechayla lamayt. That it can't get up.
How do you know it's a para thing?
Because that Amra Parazu. The Mishnah said that. Amra Parazu. The Mishnah said the Parazu.
Gosh, on the Mishnah.
Again. So, on the Amid Bay, we dealt with that last week. Okay, so, it didn't change since last week. The Gemara asked, is there a talking cow? And the Gemara says he's representing what he thinks the Parazu's thought process is. And by the way, cows do think. Doors can't think at all. So if you've been asked your question, it's Umbradellazoo is much harder. Para can't think. Cows don't think at all. They're not the most intelligent animals. Like, Sabra para, shayni yechayla lamayt. It can't get up. The taiva lidar, it would desire. Saiva means desire. Imlay saiva isha lalecha sacharai. If it's gotten up, the parah thinks, if anybody can get me up or I can get myself up, this parah would like to reach its tachlis, to be a carbon nazir. We have a pisha nazir, maybe part of the carbon chayva. It doesn't make any sense because a nazir doesn't even bring a parah. So how can a parah be a carbon nazir? Mikol makom, hayirigilim lahavi yaim taglachtem kaparnas nedava aylo shlamim. They used to bring along with their naziris, which was three obligatory kaparnas, and none of them was a para. They used to bring along a other nedavas of aylo and shlamim, and that could be anything. Kedusiv, like the pasuk said in 2 weeks in Parshas Nasai, no vad ashatasid yadnei tefinidrei. He brings his karbanis besides what he wants to do as Nadarim. Why is the pasuk putting it in here? Nadarim is all year round. Why is the pasuk putting this in over here? The answer is the pasuk is saying it's a nice thing to do when a person ends Naziris to throw an extra karbanis. Not obligatory, voluntary, but it's a suggested voluntary.
I can't do that.
So he is either saying, remember we had two pshatim in the previous Gemara, whether he speaks it out about himself or he speaks it out about the cow and it means himself, right? There were two pshatim in the last Gemara. So the same thing is here. He looks at the cow who's struggling to get up and says, this cow thinks that it'll ever make it up. It would love to be a carbon nazir. And either he says, so I'll bring the carbon nazir, or he says, the cow wants to be a carbon nazir. By saying that is like saying he wants to be a nazir. The inuch perusha have a kilo on a carbon nazir. Now to bring a carbon nazir, the bishamai who nazir, the bishil ain beloshin said mashman naziris. And according to bishil, by speaking about a cow, that the cow wants to be a carbon nazir, that doesn't mean naziris because there's no naziris with a carbon nazir. Meaning naziris is a thing by itself. Well, the Pirish Kamat Tamiya, the first shot that he spoke it out, it's a little schwer. Mishlam, if he talks through the cow, you can say there's no such thing as becoming a nazir through a cow. But you can't say when a guy says, Arele Karban Nazir, that it's meaningless. So therefore, the first shot is very schwer, Dr. Rush. But the second shot is, he never said he wants to bring a Karban Nazir. He said the cow would like to be a Karban Nazir. So we're saying that means Naziris. Like so that does not mean Naziris. Yes?
Isn't that a crazy way of thinking?
Again, therapists I don't provide here. We deal with what the Mishnah tells us. I can tell you a million cases in the Masechta that we had that normal people don't do. And I wouldn't even say regular people, I'll say normal people don't do. Yeah, you're right. Why should a guy expect the zeros that way? The cow wants to be a nazir. I don't know. But again, I'm not here to say why people do this. I'm here to translate what the Gemara is saying. And I always say this, and I'll say it again. The Gemara wants to teach you halacha by giving you the outlying cases.
Beyond.
The Gemara, you should write a parish and put it in. The Gemara wants to teach me halacha by picking the outlying cases. Normal people, regular people, never deal with this. And they don't deal with 90% of this mesechta. Regular people don't deal with 90% of mesechta. Or 90% of mesechta is Baba Kama, or 90% of mesechta is Baba Metzia. When was the last time that your shor damaged? I understand. What I'm trying to say is, a lot of the cases in Shas are not the norm. But to teach halacha, you go in the outlying cases, you set the boundaries.
What do you learn from this, being outlying cases?
You learn from this that according to Beit Shammai, one is a Nazir if he says his cow wants to be a carbon Nazir. That's what you learn from this.
You say the sun rises tomorrow, you become a Nazir, right?
That's fine. That's the way you're saying you want to become a Nazir.
So the cow never gets up, you're not a Nazir, right?
Correct. But the cow will get up, either by itself or through somebody else.
Unless he dies on the spot.
Somebody else can still, yeah, well, then he won't be a Nazir because he's dead.
Maybe a dead cow has to be removed, and that's
what... No, that's not getting up, no. Sorry. Doesn't fit.
Maybe what he's saying is, I want to be a Nazir, period, and that's all there is
to it. So say it.
Well, this is how he said it.
So that's what Beit Shammai says. It's exactly what Beit Shammai says. And Beit Shammai says that's not a way to say it. Talk to Gemara. Frank the Gemara, Rabbi's Tarek doesn't make any sense. Because Bishlam the Parah Bas Karbani, you can say that the Parah says it wants to be a carbon Nazir. El Devos Bas Karbani, but the door wants to be a carbon Nazir, since when a door is carbonous. See, it makes sense with cows, because cow can be a carbon Nazir, and even that doesn't work so well, because the cow is really never a carbon Nazir, but it's the addition to carbon Nazir. But doors are never an addition to Nazir. Dr. Rush, I have it at the last rush on the page where everybody else has it, I don't know. Ella Dallas Mas Carbon Ela Shayabola main Mashiyasa Carbon. Can't say that the Dallas wants to be a carbon. Ella Marava Noobshot. Don't
you
hide the para revutsa lafana?
You could give a Dallas as and then the Corbin, but you can give it to the Victor still, right?
Again, the Parah says, I want to be a Corbin Nazir. You can say that the Parah could say a thing like that. Every Parahs don't talk. But in the way he presents it, that the Dallas wants to be a Corbin is a very difficult thing to say. Dallas
doesn't talk. I don't think that part of it.
Doesn't become a Corbin. Not because it doesn't talk. Parahs don't talk either. Elish Amarava Gantrais, the Parah Revutsu Lefam. The Amar Harani Nazir Miyayan. The guy said, listen, it's a whole new chat. He said, I am a Nazir from wine, or I may need Nazir. He didn't have to say the word Miyayin. Im lo yamda. If it doesn't get up. Now, again, let me explain this outside. Beit Shammai is saying, he's challenging himself. I'm going to get this cow up, and if I can't get this cow up, well, the rush is going to change the Gersa. He wants to get it up, and he's saying, he will be a Nazir if it doesn't get up, if he can't get it up. It's his challenge. Right? If I can't make that half-court shot, he says, if he can't make that half-court shot, it'll be a Nazir. He's challenging himself. If I can't get this animal to stand up, the guy's saying, he'll be a Nazir. And he didn't get it up. It went up by itself. So there went his challenge. Beishamai Savri, Turfa the High Gavra, the main thrust of this man, I don't know how he translates the word Turfa. What? The essence is Mishum Ukma Biyadehu. He wants to prove his Gavaldiga strength. He's Mr. Strong. He can get this cow up. One second. But he didn't get it up. It got up on its own. Ubeisil Savri, Shum de Reveal, Volkamas. He doesn't care who gets it up. He's just like saying, I need this cow up. And if it doesn't get up, any way, form, or whatever way, he wants to be a Nazir. It got up. So what if he didn't stand it up? So now the Machloikah says, and the Gemara is going to get involved. We're not finished yet. Whether the cow gets up on its own, was that a keeping of the Tanai or not a keeping of the Tanai? When the guy said, if this cow doesn't get up, does he mean if he won't get it up? And he didn't? Or if it won't get up? And it did. That's the Machloikas. So it's a new Machloikas. He said he's a Nazir. We're not, the cow is not being Mekabel Naziris. And the door is not being Mekabel Naziris. Thank you. I told you, you should write a parish about what you like and what you don't like. See, I don't pick sides in a Gemara, and I don't tell Gemara whether it's better or worse. I read Gemara, I try to understand it, and I move on. I don't pick sides. Dr. Rush. Hareini nazi miyayinim lo yamda. V'hachi pabuchay. This is what it means to say. Sivura parazu. This para thinks. She'ein lo'y medes lo yadei atzma v'lo yadei acherim. That nobody can ever get it up. This para sits there as if it's non-movable. V'hama hareini nazi miyayinim lo'y sambayit. And Beit Shammai says he means, if I don't get it up. The tamer's a crush. There's a pella in this Gemara. The imamed is study. The Mishnah doesn't say im loyamda. The Mishnah says im amda. How can you learn it means he's challenging himself if it doesn't get up? The Mishnah says if it does get up. The yashloimah the holy kasha, the zimnin shemidali katana. I don't know what we have over here in the Agos and Tsiunim he puts in. Tevas loy. Sometimes it skips the word loy. It says amda and it means loy amda. Others are gairis shemidala katana ois achas. It skips letters, meaning the same thing. It means loy amda even though the Mishnah uses the word amda. Meaning, the Rosh is answering the question. If it meant that it has to get up on its own, so then it should have said, Amda Me'elel. If the guy said, if it gets up, he's trying to prove his strength. That's why he's saying, if it gets up. Like he's challenging himself. That's what Beit Shammai holds. Opirish Basra ain't Tzorach Lagia Masnisa, Mishnah. According to the second shot, that he's talking, that he didn't say the words, I am a Nazir. He's saying the Parah said it's a Nazir. This is the way to read the Mishnah according to Rava's Teretz. Where am I up to? I skipped it. Vaki Bush. Svara Parazu. Shayna Medis, Shayna writes a Lombard. It doesn't want to get up. Right. It doesn't want to get up. This part doesn't want to get up. The Daimu Shataima Baratsan, it's as if she would say, Hareini Nazirim Medis, honey. If you can get me up, I'll be a Nazir. It's like challenging the person. He speaks through the para as a challenge to him. Roloshim Muscle. It's like you're trying to get me to do something. Let's say you're trying to get someone to do something. The guy wants to tell you, I'll never do it. He says, if you get me to do this, I'll be a Nazir. He's challenging the guy. I'm not doing what you want me to do. You get me to do it, I'll be a Nazir. The par is saying, you get me to stand up, I'll be a Nazir. So the second set is saying, he's saying it from the par's perspective, that the par is challenging him. If you get me to get up, I'll be a Nazir, which is a way of saying he's challenging himself. Where are we up to? V'savri Beit Shammai, that v'savri divri parah, v'kamer hareini Nazir. It's like he said, hareini Nazir, lo yamidena. V'shu kayas Allah, he's angry, if he's had a right to lamboid. V'ayim re'beliba adarab, ani yamidena, I'll teach this parah a lesson. V'im la'av ha'o Nazir, v'am day day atzmo, yishem idachar. Either it stood up on its own or somebody else got it up. V'zeh kayre me'aleha. Me'aleha just means he didn't do it. So the second Rosh is saying, you don't have to say he said the words Hareini Nazir. It could have been said the par is saying to me, if you get me up, I'll be a Nazir. Which means you can leave the word Amda, Imamda. If you say he said Irani Nazir, you have to say Irani Nazir if I can't get it up. If you say the Par is saying I'll be a Nazir if you could get me up, which is means a way of him saying the Par is challenging me, that I better get it up, if not I'll be a Nazir. That's what the Rosh is learning. He's revealing the Rosh is translating the word turfa. Turfa means in an exposed place. He's exposing that that's what he means. The tairav shehu gali hashtar, or like in a star, we call the tairav the revealed part of the star, the main part of the star, the ikrai. The matzvam that got up on its own. I acherim amidu. Period. That Meisul says he's not challenging himself to get it up. He's challenging himself to make sure it's up. I don't care how it gets up, I just need it up. I need this bar to do something for me. I don't have patience for it to sit there. According to Meisul, he does not, he said it's a Nazir if he can't get it up. He got it up. He doesn't have to get it up himself. It stood up. What does he care how? So he's not an Nazir. Frank to Gemara. It's a great shot, except there's a problem. Let's look at the Seifa. Amr Bihuda, Avkashamra Beishamai, Lamra Beinahai Karban. Beishamai only said it if he said, I meant to make it like a carbon. Paramika mattress bamidi? Meaning, can he say let me explain what he's saying. He said, if it doesn't get up, if I can't get it up, let's take the first cut to the rush just because it's simpler, but it doesn't make a difference. Or let's take the second chapter to the rush, likes that better. This par is challenging me that if it doesn't get up, if it gets up, it'll be a Nazir, which is a way of him saying, if I can't get it up, I'll be a Nazir. Fine. Then Rabbi Yehuda says, he's explaining himself. He meant to say, that what? That he wants to make it a carbon. That he wants to make it a carbon. That's what Rabbi Yehuda said. He's explaining himself that he didn't mean Nazir. He meant carbon.
He said carbon, right? Did he say carbon?
And not when he said it, no. Never said the word carbon, the Mishnah.
Like
Dr. Rush there, that he explains himself that that's what he meant when he said Irani Nazir. Yehuda is arguing on the Mishnah. He's saying the Mishnah doesn't mean this here, because the guy explained himself later to mean that he meant to make it a carbon.
Why can't it be
a again?
How can you explain it that he meant that? Why not?
Hold. Let's move back to the Mishnah. I don't care what track you learn in the Mishnah. Tanakhama said there's a machlokes beishamei beisul if he becomes a Nazir or not. And Rabbi Yehuda came along and said beishamei never meant he became a Nazir. Beishamei meant this is the way he's banning it on himself like an Eder. Right? Nothing to do with Naziris.
He's going to make his life a carbon.
He's saying that this... that this parah should be like a carbon. That's what Beisul says he's doing. I mean, Beishamai is saying he's doing, right? He's banning himself from the thing like a carbon. Correct? Now, let's move to this shot. Beishamai, in the first Tanakham, is saying, Beishamai said he's challenging himself. That if it doesn't get up, he'll be a Nazir. And Rabbi Yehuda comes along and says, no, he's not challenging himself. It doesn't mean to be a Nazir. It's not a way of being Makabal Naziris. He means to make it a carbon. Why isn't this a way to be Makabal Naziris? He said if it doesn't, again, the way Rav explained it, he was challenging himself. That if he doesn't get up, he'll be a Nazir. So to be Yehuda, he didn't mean Naziris. Why not? Why not? Either he said it, or he's speaking through the cow and saying, the cow is saying, if you get me up, I'll be a Nazir, which is a way of him saying, if I don't get it up, I'll be a Nazir. He used the word Nazir.
No, we used him interchangeably for it, didn't we?
But that's because over there, he was trying to be a Nazir from Basar. And Mesil says he doesn't, Yudah says he doesn't mean a Nazir from Basar. He means the Asher the Basar. But over here, what are you going to say? Now what? What's the challenge?
Get up, it's prohibited.
Why should we take the word Nazir and say it doesn't mean Nazir here? Because of there he said Nazir from Basar. You don't become a Nazir from Basar. You become a Nazir from wine.
I'm not sure why can't you use the same statement.
Again, let's try
why
again.
Why can't his fruit and netters fix it before it is now?
1 second. A guy walks in, he says he's a Nazir. Did he say 5 minutes later I meant to make a netter? Why not? According to you, why not? He said he's a Nazir, he meant Nader. The answer is because Nazir doesn't mean Nader. The only reason we were satisfied before is because he says he's a Nazir from figs. He's a Nazir from meat, which is ridiculous, so we say he can explain it to mean Nader. But according to this, that he's not saying he's a Nazir from meat. According to Rabbi's dad, he's not saying the word I'm a Nazir from meat. He's saying he's a Nazir if this cow doesn't get it, can't get this cow up. It's a regular Nazir if he can't get the cow up. So why is Rabbi Yehuda arguing? Why are we allowing a different translation?
Question.
Yes.
Yes to me.
Yes.
Okay. So one of the possibilities here, and you are very likely to call this Kfira, absolutely. This is a Babylonian understanding of a Hebrew idiom. Does the Yerushalmi take over? Because on the face of it, this is...
I never learned Yerushalmi. Similar, I just is, say that. I once read the words, but I don't remember a thing, so it's like I never learned it.
Because this, yeah,
no,
this is like if I were to say, I'll be a monkey's uncle, that does
no,
not make
I don't think Bobby had any problems in translation of Lashon Kodesh.
We see in a number of places it does have problems.
Okay, I'm not going to sit here and argue with you.
Babylonian and idiomatic.
I'll say to you what I say to everybody else. Never ask me from a number of places unless you can produce them.
How did Bava Ben Buta wind up with a bunch of beans on his forehead?
Because a lady didn't understand what her husband meant. Not because a Tanor or an Amora didn't understand the Mishnah.
She understood it. She understood exactly what her husband said. She didn't understand that he was speaking with a Babylonian idiom and not a Israeli
Again,
idiom.
I will say it one
Hebrew
more
idiom.
Time. Tanoim and Amoraim don't make those mistakes. Some lady makes a mistake. Not a Tanor or an Amora.
I knew you'd hate it. However, it would be interesting to know what the Yerushalmi... And what the Yerushalmi has to say about
this. Until you bring me a proof that a Tanur and Amira misunderstood a word in the Mishnah, I can't accept the question. Yes?
We're trying to figure out what the fellow had in mind when he said anything here, right?
Yes.
Okay, so the person says, I'll be at Nozir if the cow gets up in the next 10 minutes. What does he mean?
Exactly.
It's a condition.
It's a condition in Aziris.
So he's making a deny, and he either wants to be or he doesn't want to be.
He does want to be if it gets up in 10 minutes.
And if it doesn't get up, then
the deny wasn't kept.
Then he doesn't want to be.
That's what he said. Everything. I will give you $1,000 if I jump off the moon. I mean, that's a ridiculous tie. I'm not getting involved in that. And I don't plan to jump off the moon, and I don't plan to give you $1,000.
So he hasn't made up his mind until 10 minutes from now.
He has made up his mind, but he made it conditional. Zog to Gemara. Mika Matzah's Bamidi? Is he saying anything about the cow? He's saying he wants to be a Nazir. The cow is just a way of expression. Zog to Gemara. Now listen to this. Give the Gemara a chance. The guy combined the two things. He's challenging himself. And as he challenges himself, he words it very strangely. He either says, or through the speaking of the cow, says that he will be a Nazir from Basar if he can't get it up. So he made two things here. He made a condition about getting the cow up, and he also said he wants to be a Nazir from Basar.
Which means what?
Exactly like Nazim and Gregus and Tzmukim, and Gregus and Dvela.
Maybe it makes sense better.
There, that's why Rabbi Yehuda argues. So there's a double thing going on here. He, first of all, is saying a challenge. If I can't get it up, according to Beis Shammai. And therefore, Beis Shammai says his condition was met. He said, me busser. Beis Shammai holds, he's trying to change his mind. He said, I reini nazir, and then he's changing his mind. Meaning, Rav is accepting Rami Bar Chama's answer that the guy said, I reini nazir, and then he's changing his mind, and Beis Shammai holds, you can't change your mind. But Beis Shammai is saying a new thing. Now, besides that, the Mishnah is teaching me a new Chiddush, that he's challenging himself, that he only wants to be a nazir from the bus, from whatever, if he gets it up. And here it counts up on its own. So Zak Beis Shammai, he's a nazir, because he said he's a nazir if he doesn't get it up. He didn't get it up. So that Beis Shammai says is a retraction that doesn't count. There's a double thing going on. First of all, that he became a nazir, and he's retracting. So that, and they still argue on two points. Number one, the condition was never met. Because he never meant she's going to get it up. He meant to say if it stands up. And number two, anyway, you can't be a nazir from Basar. So Basil was arguing two counts. And Rabbi Yehuda comes along and says, I heard the word nazir from Basar. He can explain he meant to ban himself from it. But if we hear Rabbi Yehuda makes sense, because now he's banning himself from Basar. Whereas the first shot in Rava was he's banning himself as a regular nazir. Let's read it inside. Zok da'ugand amar eni nazir mipsara im lo yamda. V'amda me'ala. Be'shamay savri, torfa da'hu gavra, the essence of that person was, mishum ukma biyadu, from ayukma. So the condition was met, and he's a nazir. From Basar. From Basar, be'shamay holds means he's retracting.
He didn't say that. It came up by itself.
So therefore, he's a nazir. He said, I'm a nazir if I can't get it up. He didn't get it up. Therefore, he's a nazir. V'aliyuk, b'shil savri, torfa the high gavra b'shum the revia, v'hakamas. He just wanted it to get up. It got up. Now, back to Gemara, what does b'shil have to get involved with that? B'shil holds, even if he meant he has to get it up, he's not a nazir. B'shil holds, you can't be a nazir from Basar. You can retract. Back to Gemara, b'shil savri, l'hakamas have a nazir? V'amim b'shara loyavi nazir. They said Mibsar is not a nazir. So to Gemara the Tamai the Beis Shammai Kamri. They're arguing to Beis Shammai. They said, Beis Shammai, we don't agree with you anyway, because he's retracting. But you say you can't retract. Hello? It got up. Why is he a nazir? The condition was met. But he done, I feel a light comes of a nazir. Even if nobody can get it up, it's not a nazir. The Tchuda meant to have a nazir. Idol on me is the Torah that got written in the Revi'ah Balkamis. It got up. Why should it be a nazir? Beis Shammai loves Torah that I got written in the Shemukma Biyadai. Beis Shammai argues and says no. So there's a double machlaikas here.
You already know what he had to get it.
Yes. So there's a double machlaikas here. They still hold the whole thing doesn't make sense anyway. Even if the condition were met and he became a nazir, he retracted. He said, Ben Busser is a retraction. So it's over. Beis Shammai holds you can't retract nazir. So Beis Shammai, even according to you, that he can't retract nazir, but over here it got up. And Beis Shammai says, but he didn't get it up. So there's two machlokes in here. Number one is, can he become a nazir in the first place because he's retracting? And number two is, he made a condition, is this condition that he would get it up or that it would stand up? And that's the chiddush of this case. The chiddush of this case is to add a new dimension to the machlokes. What does a person mean? He's a nazir if he doesn't get up. Does he mean if he doesn't get it up or if he doesn't stand up? Zok the Rash. Zok the Rash. No questions, so the Rash. Mika matras bamidi, maka shayach loimer b'day toy shetesra pora like a korban. He said, I reini nazir. He didn't say from Basar, according to the Havamina. Elam of Eferish, I reini nazir miyayin. Elagandam, I reini nazir mipsarim leyamda. Vahaki perusha. And this is what it means. Kisvura parizubuvad, shayin I medis, play me atzma, but loya de achar. this part of things that'll never get up. Hareini nazira mapikei, nazir mipsara. Now this is where the Rush throws in something. The Mishnah didn't say a word about being nazir mipsara. So the Rush, hareini nazira, nazir from it, mapikei, put a hay into it. Im loyamda. That means the Parah is saying, or he's saying, he's a nazir from the basar if it doesn't get up. Well, the Hindu Prusha, Ksura Parah Zu Shaina Medis, Shaina Kafei Talam, and it doesn't want to get up. Misarevis, and it's refusing by Meris, and it's saying to itself, Ahana Zira Mufreshes Vasurish Layanami Menu. It's saying, I should be separated. Uksumasapra Dabas Abedaita Shain Nazir Mipsara. When he says over the Parah's words, either he expresses himself, like Rabbi Yisrael Miklatson said, or he's talking through the Parah. He wants to be a Nazir, he can't get it up. Why need you have the cow sit down? Am I tour for the high guy Benukte? What did he mean? Did he mean that he would get it up? Or did it mean it would stand up? Fasta Pligi Nami Bepukta Rainy Nazim and Agregus. It's the same Achlaikas as they had by the figs. Uparakla Basil, Holy Kama, Sabi Nazar, Amit Bsara Kama. And the Gemara asked the going to Basil, why did they have to argue about getting up? They were telling Beishama, even you who hold you can't retract from the Zeris, in this case you're not a Nazir, the condition was never met. So there's a double machoikas here. First of all, Beishama says to Beishama, you can't become a Nazir Mibasar. And what do you mean? He retracted, you can't retract? Yes, you can retract. That's the And secondly, even you who say you can't retract, he never meant it here, because he said if it doesn't get up, it got up. And Beishama said, no, he said, if I don't get it up, and he didn't get it up. So the reason we have this case is to add this dimension to the Machlokes. So Rabbi Bacham and Rav are really on the same track. Rabbi Bacham says he's trying to retract and he can't retract. Rav agrees that that's the Machlokes. But Rabbi Bacham has no good explanation. What do we need the whole Parah here for? What are we dealing with a Parah? Rav is throwing in a new thing that that's telling us, a new Machlokes. And by the way, this is by Dallas too. The guy says, Hareini Nazira, Minadela. He's retracting. You can't retract, Beishol says. Beishamai says, Beishol says, you can't retract. Beishamai says, you can't retract. So he meant to become a Nazir. Minadela says a retraction. We ignore that. But he made it on condition if he can't get the door open. And then all of a sudden, the wind came and blew the door open. Did he meet that condition or not? Beishol says, the condition was, if the door opens, he won't be a Nazir. It got open. He had to get into the room. He doesn't care how the door opens. And Beishamai says he was trying to show up his muscles. He's going to get this door open. He never got to show up his muscles, so he's a Nazir.
What is he getting himself from?
Giant? Yeah. Nazir means giant. And he's retracting. And Beishamai says you can't retract. So Beishamai says to me, you don't have to retract. You never meant to divorce. You never became a Nazir in the first place. And Beishamai is arguing on 2 points. So going to Rubber, that's the added dimension of this case. Yes, do you have a question?
Yeah, I'm going to need help with this question. A few weeks ago in the parsha reading, the word Nazir showed up. It did not refer to a Nazir. Remember what it was?
Crown.
It was said to be Mafish.
The crown one. One of the 230 times mentioned Nazir?
No, again.
So maybe saying,
2 weeks ago, Parshas Bamidbar said the word Nazir.
I think it was 2 weeks ago.
Nazir Lagava Raisha means crown. Mm-hmm. If it's Nazir.
No, I can't remember.
Emor, it says Kinazir Lagava Raisha.
I'll see if I can find it. The question I had was, what does it mean to be Mafish?
But it's a specific one. The Torah made a specific one.
Over here, because there's a Mapikei in the Zoreha, does the staff tell you that it could be saying, I just want to be Mapish from the bus of this
time? Tanakama holds that the word Nazir is never used as a Neder. It's only used as a Nazir. Take a look at Webster's. The Tanakama holds there's no second translation. If you know, there is.
The word Mapish? Why should say it's not fresh?
A specific. It's a specific hafrasha.
No, sir. Specific hafrasha.
Yes.
The Beis Hillel says that you can't have, could have X be
pushed. You could retract Hegdish.
Is this changing from where we had before?
No.
This was always.
No, it was not. Before we said Rava doesn't need that. We didn't have Rava retracting. We thought Rava was saying the guy said I already does and he didn't retract. And the Machlokes was the condition bad or not. And then the problem was Rabbi Yehuda didn't make any sense. Rabbi Yehuda says the guy's explaining a netter. What netter? He said nazar. He said nazar and ayayin. Rabbi's first shot, we left out mibsara. So the question is, what's Rabbi Yehuda arguing? Zach the Mishnah Vayit. Mazgulay es hakais. They poured him a drink. The Yomer Hareini, by the way, no, I shouldn't say that. No, I'll take that back. The Yomer Hareini Nazir Mimenu. I'm a Nazir from this cup. Hareini Nazir. He means he wants to become a Nazir. The word Nazir doesn't mean I want to ban myself from this cup. The word Nazir means Nazir. Again, stressing what I said a moment ago. That in Webster's, nazir means nazir.
What if there was water in it?
What?
What if it was just wine?
So then you're becoming a nazir from water? There's no such thing. But, okay, again, then it's nothing. Then it's nothing. That's not nazir. That means he's not a nazir. Then he's not anything. There was a woman that was inebriated. They poured her a cup of wine, and she said, I'm a nazir from it. She meant to say, this is banned from me like a carbon. Means even those who disagree with Rabbi Yehuda say she meant neder. She didn't mean nazir. Frak to Gemara before I do anything. My solicitor? We just brought a story that contradicts what the Mishnah said. The Mishnah said he says a nazir from the cup. He is a nazir, and then the bigger is the story that he's not a nazir.
She said,
only this cup, make up your mind. The Mishnah brings the halacha, and then brings the story that contradicts it. It's missing a piece. Mazgul is hakayiz, I'm already nazir, and manor as a nazir. Then Shikaro, if he's drunk, Lama Reini Nazir, Men Reini Nazir. Because Shikurim know their limits, or at least this one does. And therefore he's trying to say, don't bother me with wine. I'm finished. I drank enough today. The circumstance tells us that all this guy wanted to do is he didn't want to be bothered to drink more. As Rishayim speak out, people have a tendency to try to get inebriated people to drink more. So they can get him really inebriated. And he's trying to resist that. So he's saying, I'm a nazir. He's a way of saying, don't ask me again to drink a cup of wine. But it doesn't mean to become a nazir.
What does it mean?
I'm not going to drink this cup of wine.
Not a
carbon means like a carbon. It's usher to me like a carbon. It's not a carbon.
What's
Ishakas
mean?
My Ishakas. Okay, 1 second. My time, commander, I'm like carbon. So why did he say the word nazir? Just say, I'm not going to drink this cup of wine. He thinks they're going to keep on bringing more wine. I say, not this cup, don't bring a next cup. So he therefore says, don't get the message. And that's what happened with that woman. She was drunk. They were trying to get her to drink more. So she said, I already know that, and get them to stop bringing her wine. But not that she meant to be already nazir. She explained it that way. That's what I meant. Dr. Rush. Mazguloy
is hakoyz. I mean nazir. I thought you said when you say nazir, you don't say from what? You're a nazir.
Right.
She's not a nazir.
Because circumstance. What? Hashem said, "Reini Nazir Menu," but the first guy also said, "Reini Nazir Menu," and he was a Nazir. Dr. Rash, Matzah, Sakai, Samuel, Reini Nazir Menu, and Nazir. Even though Reb Shimon Dama Atchiasim Mikulon, even though Reb Shimon said he has to say everything, Hachamayik, even the Hiska Behed Yayin, like Garim Miyadis Naziris. The Rash has a problem. Earlier in the Masechet, we had Reb Shimon who said, "Guy said he's a Nazir from wine, he's not a Nazir." Because once he starts enumerating things, he has to say wine, taglachas, tuma. And if he doesn't say the three, he's not a Nazir at all. If he just says a reini Nazir, it means all three. But once he starts mentioning things, he has to mention all three. So here he mentioned one, he said mimenu. So why is he a Nazir at all? Dr. Rush, here he didn't say wine. He said this. This is not called starting to enumerate. Chetei melei mahachi. Dr. Rush, this is the way to beg, bother a shikr. This is human nature. You see a guy inebriated, you're having fun at his expense. People who aren't drunk, you don't bother them to drink. They're not drinking. He should have said it. Mashainke, this lady is inebriated. Now, she's obviously not inebriated like Shikrusa Sholoit, the Rishayim speak out. Because a person that's Shikrusa Sholoit, his words mean nothing. Once a person is, that's how Chazal read, a totally inebriated person. He's a Shikr as light. And it means he is removed from anything that he says, counting for anything.
What's the alcohol level? What alcohol level?
I'll let you fill that in your paper, said the Gemara Nazir.
The highest record, though. Beyond. The highest record of the answer.
Fine. We'll stop here today, everybody.